The scripture that came to my heart this week for tonight was the parable of the weeds. And it's in Matthew. It's in Matthew. And it's in Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 24. And Jesus, it's several different scriptures talked about, well, the kingdom of heaven. And he's trying to explain. And you know, in our way of thinking, it would be hard for somebody. How do we explain heaven? And even for Jesus, Jesus is here talking to his disciples and talking to other people. And he's having a tough time. He's trying to think, okay, I'm sure, how can I explain to these people what heaven's really like? So he starts out, several parables that he starts out. And this is one of them. He says, Jesus told them another parable. And he spoke in parables a lot of times, and he said that he would speak in parables, and a lot of people didn't understand the parables. And he did that on purpose. There was a reason for that. But he said, Jesus told him a parable, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed. He started out a lot of several parables like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. And so he used a lot of analogies like sowing seed and fishing and things like that, because it related to, that was that relate or that connection he could make with those people. And so we're, you know, even in this community here, most of us know a little bit about farming. Most of us do. Some of us not so much, but most of us know a little bit about farming. We know a little bit about fishing. But, you know, even Jesus' disciples, several of the disciples were fishermen. And so when he would tell parables or when he'd tell stories, he would talk to them like that. And this is one of them. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat within them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. Now, the disciples didn't quite understand this. And so, if we skip over to verse 36, Jesus explains the parable of the weeds. And he says this, then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. And I want to say this because I know many times in my past, as I've been studying and reading, there's sometimes I come across things that I don't understand. I've been there when I'm reading and I don't understand what it means. And I don't get it. And I know there's been a lot of things in my life where I've been that way. I don't get it. I don't understand things that happen to me in my life. Okay? And so here's Jesus talking to his disciples, and he tells them this parable, and they're like, it's like they don't get it. You know, we don't get it. You're going to have to, you ever ask that question to somebody? I don't get it. I'm sorry. You know? And so I've done that a lot. Because I don't know why, but maybe I'm not so smart. You know. Well, anyway, he says this parable of the weeds in the field. He said, he answered, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one. Now you listen to that. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned into the fire, so it will be at the end of age, end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, you'll hear that over and over again, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you read. It said, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And I think it's important sometimes for us just to read. How many of you read your Bible daily? I'm going to put you on the spot tonight, right? If you don't raise your hand, when we come talk to you. No, I won't do that. But I do encourage you to read. And, you know, I read my Bible app a lot of times where I've got it plugged into my radio in my car, and I've got my Bible app where I can listen to it, at least audio, and which is nice because you can get through. It's unbelievable how much scripture you can get through in a couple hours of driving. But I retain it better when I read it. When I grab this thing right here and I pick it up and I start reading it, I retain it better than what I do when I just hear it, you know. And I think we're like that. Huh?
I have those.
Yeah, you know. But if we skip over to also chapter 13, verse 47. I've got a point to make. When I want you to listen to what Jesus is saying. You know, first with the weeds, you know, in the sower, and then also with the parable of the net. Okay? He says, once again, the kingdom of heaven. There again, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. He's trying to explain what it's like. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake. Again, he's talking to fishermen, so they can kind of understand this. And caught all kinds of fish. And when it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad fish away. This is how it will be at the end of age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into a blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sounds pleasant, right? Every time he says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, it sounds pleasant, right? But you know, it's the job of the church, and I say that job because we're employed. And just like I talked this morning about making that vow, making that commitment, it is our job, it is our purpose and our destiny to keep people from understanding what that weeping and gnashing of teeth is all about. We are here. He has left us here. He has sown us. He has thrown the seed out for us. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Okay? In other words, at the end of age, he's saying there's going to be good and there's going to be bad, and he's going to make that separation. The angels are going to do that. Nobody else is going to have a choice after that time. You won't have a choice to make any longer because God is going to make that choice for you at that time. And the angels are going to come. And they're going to collect the good and the bad. And your choices, you can't make them anymore. And that's a scary place to be, isn't it? Because right now, when we're living here today, we have that choice to make. We can make that choice and we can share our life with others, our faith with others and say, listen, today you can make that choice. You can make that choice today. And why? And we have to preach this. We have to teach this. We have to put this in our hearts and understand what he's saying. Because Jesus talked about this a lot in the scripture. He talked about this a lot. Because why? Why did he talk about hell so much? Why did he talk about that separation so much? Because he doesn't want anybody to go there. He loves his children. He doesn't want anybody to suffer that. He doesn't. I want to go on. He says this, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And in verse 51, he says, have you understood all these things? Now, I'm asking you that tonight. Do you understand all these things? Have you understood? Do you understand these things? What Jesus is teaching right here. What I'm presenting here. It says, therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. I love that. I've got some more I want to share with you tonight. Let's turn over to verse 20 or chapter 25, verse 31. And here where he's talking about the sheep and the goats. And he's talking about the second coming when he's coming again. How many of you have read these scriptures that I'm reading tonight before? How many of you read them? Okay. It says, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by My Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. And I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. And I needed clothes and you clothed me. And I was sick and you looked after me. And I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The King will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. I thank Will for sharing what he shared with me tonight. I didn't know Will was going to do that. But thank you, Will, for that. Because it's things like that with him in his life and what he's doing, sharing with people without or that can't get out, the needy. It is, and that's what he put us here for. That's what he's saying. He said, you know, you guys got to go and you got to witness. You got to go and you got to visit people in prison. You got to go and do these things. And I challenge you guys to that. I challenge you guys to do that. You go to a stranger and you talk with them and you pray with them. That's hard to do sometimes. That's right.
After that, you know, once you get saved, the first time you get, or it was for me, the first time I wanted to go pray for somebody, they looked at me like I was stupid because I was stumbling and scared half to death. After that, the Lord doesn't have to fare away, and I'll talk to anybody and tell them how I feel,
amen,
what my faith is.
Amen.
How much I love Jesus.
You know, I could share different times where, you know, where I've shared my faith with different ones, or, you know, just like the guy that I talked to at McDonald's in Mount Vernon, you know, when I was telling you, I told you guys about that a couple weeks ago. And, you know, those things seem at times to be meaningless, and sometimes they're only for me. Those little times, you know, where you share something with somebody that nobody else knows about. And that's okay because God knows about it. You know, it's not for us to do things out of look at me and look what I did. It's not about that. You know what I'm saying? Because He's not going to honor that. But this is what He's telling His disciples to do, and He's telling us to do that as well. He's telling us, you know, you guys need to do these things. And then He says, I'm going to go on and read the last part. He says, then He will say to those on His left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of these, for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous but the righteous to eternal life. You know, I think sometimes we get so caught up and so busy in our life here that we can overlook the things that God wanted us to do. And I think that's the story here. He's saying, listen, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? And it's all because we were too busy and not looking for it. And God wants us to seek out those. He wants us to be alert. He wants us to be awake, not asleep. He wants us to be watching out the compassion that we should have for others, our brothers in need and our sisters that are in need. Sometimes it's just a kind word, and sometimes it's just, you know, just sitting with somebody and not even really saying anything. Because in times like what Will and I have to say this, because there's times when you go through something like what you've been in, no words can help that. And sometimes we just need to be a friend. And so tonight, what God's put on my heart tonight for you is just to remember this. He said, do you, you know, I'm trying to think. It's just in a few verses or a few chapter, or in the same chapter. He says, those who have ears, let them hear. Let them hear these words. Let them hear. Put it in your heart. Remember these things, he says. Right, you know, remember these things so that you can share this with others. Because we do know, we believe that there is a hell, and we believe that there is a heaven. And we believe if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to heaven. But if you don't believe in Jesus, you're not going to make it. And that's hard, and that's where it says there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And there's some people that don't believe that. They think that everybody's going to heaven and everything's okay. And that's hard to talk to people because they don't want to hear that kind of talk. I can't wait to make it to heaven. I can't wait to get there. I know it's going to be a joyous place. It's going to be a happy place. And I want to tell everybody about that. You know, so I challenge you tonight to take these words that you've heard and hear them. Take them into your heart. Share them with others so that they may feel and understand, and the veil will be lifted up over their off their eyes, and their hearts will be full of the Holy Spirit, and they'll understand what it all means.